Hello, greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. I am your host, Pastor Steve Olofa. Thank you for joining. In this episode of Wisdom Seeds, I will be speaking on the message titled, What are the good works prepared for your divine destiny? Let us read Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Hallelujah! God has prepared good works for us to walk in them. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the entrance of your word gives light. Thank you for the opportunity to learn at your feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. You are created. You are designed for impact. You are God's workmanship. You are his masterpiece. He crafted and designed you, formed you intentionally for the specific assignment prepared for you in advance. The good works prepared for you are strategic expressions of kingdom purpose. Before you were born, God had already mapped out works that you would express his glory through you. Hallelujah. What are the good works prepared for your divine destiny? Number one, you are saved by grace for good works. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9, it says, we are saved by grace through faith, not by works. You are not saved by works, but divine destiny is not fulfilled through performance. It is fulfilled through participation with grace. When you understand that you are already accepted in Christ, you will stop striving and start serving from love. Hallelujah. Good works are not a ladder to climb toward God. They are a path to walk with him. Number two, good works begin with your inner transformation. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. It talks about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Bible says we often think of good works as visible ministry activities. No. Heaven first defines them as eternal conformity to Christ. Choosing integrity when compromise is easier. Demonstrating patience in provocation. Walking in humility when pride is tempting. Forgiving when offense feels justified. These invisible victories are powerful works prepared by God. Character is destiny's foundation. Hallelujah. Number three, God works, good works include loving service to humanity. Matthew chapter 25, from verses 35 to 40. Jesus speaking, he said, for I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. Verse 36, I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. Hallelujah. Verse 37, then this righteous ones will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? Verse 38, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and you give me clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you? And verse 40, and the king will say, I tell you the truth, When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you are doing it to me. Praise the Lord. The kingdom of God is demonstrated through love in action. Practical compassion is not secondary to spiritual calling. It is central to it. Hallelujah. Good works include meeting tangible needs in your community, advocating for justice, providing counsel and encouragement, supporting kingdom initiatives, offering hospitality, giving generously. Love is destiny expressed in a practical form. When you relieve suffering or uplift another person, you are stepping into walls God prepared before time began. Hallelujah. Praise God. Number four, good works aligned with your spiritual gifts. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, the Bible says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. God never designed destiny without equipping the vessel. Each believer receives spiritual gifts for the edification of others. If you are gifted in teaching, your good works involve communicating the truth of the Word of God. If you are gifted in leadership, your good works involve guiding others. If you are gifted in mercy, your good works involve compassion. If you are gifted in administration, your good works involve structuring vision. Hallelujah. If you are gifted in giving, your good work involves resourcing the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Your destiny has no limitation. It is divine customization. The works prepared for you are uniquely aligned with your spiritual gift, your personality, your experiences, your burdens, and opportunities that come across your way. No one else can walk your prepared path exactly as you can. Praise the Lord. Number five, good works, including advancing the gospel. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, Jesus came up and said unto them, all authority and power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus commanded his disciples to make disciples of all nations. Among all good works, none carries greater eternal impact than participating in the Great Commission. Evangelism, discipleship, mentoring, and proclaiming the truth are central to divine purpose. Hallelujah. Not everyone is called to a pulpit ministry, but every believer is called to influence the world. Good works in this dimension, including sharing, teaching the Word of God, discipling new believers, living as a light in the secular places. For Jesus says, you are the light of the world, supporting missions, praying for the lost. Eternal souls are connected to your obedience. Some of the works prepared for you involve conversations you have not yet had, people you have not yet met, and territories you have not yet entered. Hallelujah. Number six, good works require obedience. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, our text scripture says, we are to walk in them. Destiny is intentional movement in obedience. Sometimes the good work is dramatic. Often it is simple faithfulness, showing up consistently, serving when on notice, remaining faithful in hardship, standing for righteousness in compromise, saying yes when God nudges your hand. Obedience activates destiny. The works prepared in eternity require decisions made in time. Hallelujah. Number 7, good works glorify God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Jesus says, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and moral excellence." Praise the Lord. Glorify your Father who is in heaven. Let your light shine before men. If the work magnifies you more than God, it has met its design. True good works exalt Christ, build others, reflect heaven's value, produce lasting fruit. They have a divine imprint, not a mere human expression. Hallelujah. Number 8, walking in the prepared works daily. How do you discover and walk in the works prepared for you? Number 1, cultivate intimacy with God. Develop spiritual sensitivity. Serve faithfully where you are. Identify your gifts and burdens. Obey promptings quickly. Remain humble and teachable. Hallelujah. Destiny unfolds progressively. God rarely reveals the entire blueprints at once. He reveals the next step. Hallelujah. Faithfulness in small assignments opens doors to greater influence. Heaven has assignments with your name on them. Your life carries eternal significance. Walk boldly in the good works prepared for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are not saved merely to exist, survive, and attend religious gatherings. You were created in Christ for a divine purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening to this message. What are the good works prepared for your divine destiny? Remember, you are deeply loved, eternally valued, and stay blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. When I come your way again, share this message. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. Amen.